There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Terry Bird Tales. This is Mummy Work Arcade Games.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Kiwi Birth Tales. Thank you for being here. If you are new, I am Jordan and I am the host of the Kiwi Birth Tales podcast. The podcast is here to support you through pregnancy, birth and postpartum. You might be someone who is on your pregnancy journey, or you might just be someone who likes to hear about other mums' experiences with pregnancy and birth and being a mum. Before we jump into today's episode, I just want to give a shout out to the Your Birth Project store, which is my store that has now been live for one whole year. I can't believe that the Your Birth Project store is 1 year old. I am so proud of the products that we have in the store for pregnancy, birth, and postpartum. And instead of a recommendation this week, I just wanted to give a little happy birthday to me for the Your Birth Project store. It's a very exciting month for me. Not only is it the lead up to Christmas with the store, I'm doing a really awesome 12 days of giveaways on the Your Birth Project Instagram, but it is also the pre-launch of the Your Birth Project journal. So if you want to hear more about the journal, I won't bang on about it in this episode, but it is a Your Birth bestie, basically. It is 100 pages of just preparing you for birth, preparing you for postpartum, allowing for reflection and mindset, and it's birth education. It's got a bit of everything, but it's going to become something that I just know whoever uses the journal will, you know, think about their pregnancy, think about their birth, reflect postpartum, and then keep that little journal with them for life, because it's just such a beautiful tool to reflect back on that stage with, and also like maybe pass on to your daughter one day or your son. What a beautiful way to help them prepare for their birth too. So I just am obsessed with the journal, and it's launching, it's actually live on the store now, but yeah, it should be here hopefully the middle week of December and available before Christmas, which is so awesome. So if you want to go and check out the Your Birth Project store, you can head to at Your Birth Project on Instagram or www.yourbirthproject.com. This week's episode of Kiwi Birth Tales is brought to you by Pure Mama, and Pure Mama I know was used by Jules herself, who is featuring in this episode. I have also used Pure Mama throughout my pregnancy with Ali, and I actually still use the oil now just because I love it so much. But a little bit about Pure Mama. So they are New Zealand made, all natural and organic skincare for pregnancy. They are an absolute game changer in the pregnancy skincare sort of space, I think. I love their brand ethos, I guess, about not being focused on removing stretch marks or anything like that. It's way more about normalizing our body changes in pregnancy and how their products can support comfort and make you feel good. And it's a really sort of self-care routine in pregnancy. So I love that. Their signature belly oil has been labeled liquid gold with hundreds of incredible reviews. And their lanolin-free nipple butter is a staple in any birthing bag for starting your breastfeeding journey. I actually use the Pure Mama nipple butter on my lips. I use it when Ali's got like dry skin on his face from teething. I use it on all sorts of things. So yeah, big fan of that too. The belly oil smells incredible. It helps you to feel just so amazing in pregnancy. But they do help women throughout their whole pregnancy journey. And yeah, I also love following Pure Mama and Lara on Instagram. So make sure you go and check them out at Pure Mama on Instagram, or head to PureMama.com to learn more about their products. And little side note, Pure Mama is also available in the Your Birth Project store, so you can check it out there too. Thanks so much to Pure Mama for sponsoring this week's episode of Kiwi Birth Tales. I am a huge super fan of all of the stuff that you make, and yeah, I am just so in awe of everything that Pure Mama does in the pregnancy space. So make sure you go and check them out. You might follow our guest today on Instagram. Her name is Julia Matthews, and she is the owner of Two Islands. And she is also mum to three beautiful children. So she's got Lenny, who we had Jules on the podcast a little while ago when she had Lenny to talk about his birth. And now she's got twins, which is just so crazy, two little girls. So today we talk through Jules's journey to pregnancy and what that was like, finding out that she was having twins. We talk through a threatened miscarriage at the start of her pregnancy, finding out that she was having twins and the shock of that and how she sort of dealt with that through her pregnancy journey and then into her birth, which was an elective C-section. And then we talk through what life has been like over the last few weeks with her two little babes and her gorgeous Lenny and how she's just juggling it all. So I know you're going to love this episode. Jules is beautiful and I love speaking with her. So I'd love to hear your feedback. And for now, I will let you jump into the episode. Enjoy. Hey, Jules. Thanks so much for joining me on the podcast today.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
No worries. Would you like to tell our listeners a little bit about you and who is in your family?
Yeah, my name's Julia and I have recently had twins. I also have another son who's nearly 2.5 called Lenny. And at the moment I'm on maternity leave for 6 months. And when I'm not doing that, I run two islands.
Amazing. Awesome. Very cool. And I know we've had you on the podcast before to talk through Lenny's birth, and I can't believe that you've had twins since then. So very much looking forward to talking all about that. Do you just want to really briefly recap your sort of, I guess, birth with Lenny, and then, yeah, we can jump into falling pregnant this time around?
Yeah, so Lenny, he was a elective C-section baby. At one of my, the whole way through on scans, he was tracking big, and I know that scans can usually be quite off. But the one of my final scans, he was tracking to be 5 kilos. And my midwife was like, "You do not want to push that out." And I was like, "No, I don't want to push that out." So I'd planned to, like, you know, birth it, yeah, water birth, amazing, amazing. And then I found out his weight and I was like, yeah, no, pivot. So he was an elective C-section baby. And I had a midwife and she is incredible. She's amazing. It was a great birth, apart from the fact his arm broke when they pulled him out, which was a shame, but I mean, it healed so quickly. It was, yeah, I felt sorry for him, but it healed super quick and he had great pain relief. So, wasn't too bad, I don't think. Obviously I'm not the one that had the broken arm, but, it just made feeding very, very, very challenging. And kind of changing his nappies, but apart from that, he was a very chill baby. And he was just nice and chunky, so he had a really good head start, which we were super grateful for. And now he's a skinny wee thing, so you would not have thought he was a 11 pounder when he popped out. But he's full noise, as all toddlers are. He's great, he's amazing. And then the twins, so the two girls, we knew we wanted another baby. It was actually last summer. We had such a fun time with Lenny. He would have been 18 months. Such a fun age, and we were like, oh, should we have another? Okay, let's have another. And I'm lucky to fall pregnant straight away. Found out it was twins. There was actually, that was pretty scary. I actually found out I was pregnant really, really early on. And then I thought I had a miscarriage. I was like, I was 100% sure I had. I was huge amount of blood loss. And as the doctor said, product. So I was so sure I'd had a miscarriage. And I said to my midwife, I was like, what do I do? And she was like, well, you just wait a few days and then we'll send you to go get bloods or a scan. And I said, I still feel really sick. This was like maybe a week later. And she's like, hey, go get your bloods done, go have a scan. So I had my bloods done and she was like, oh, your HCG levels are still really high. And I was like, she was like, that's maybe why you feel sick. it's not, she knew what was going on. She just didn't want to say anything to me because apparently my levels were insanely high. So she's like, go have a scan. So I went to the scan by myself, and I walked in and I said to the guy, I was like, oh, I'm just having a scan. You know, I'm pretty sure I've had a miscarriage. My midwife just wants to make sure everything's like gone, or, you know, like everything's okay. And had a scan, and he was like, no. And I was like, oh, maybe there were twins. And, you know, now there's one. And he was like, nope. And I was like, nope. What do you mean? And he was like, there's two. And I was like, you are kidding me. And I was so much shock, thinking I was pregnant, then I'd lost one, and then I have two. So it was a massive shock. I remember walking to the car and calling Cam, my partner, and I was just, you need to meet me at home right away. And he was like, what? And I was like, are you pulled over? Pull over on the side of the road. And he pulled over and I told him. And he was like absolutely stoked. And I was in tears going, no, this can't happen. So I met me at home, and I had to get quite a few pep talks from him. It was, I feel bad saying this now because I was in such a dark place and I was scared and upset, and I didn't want to have twins. I was like, no way. I just want one, you know, and that sounds really ungrateful, but I was absolutely in shock, thinking, oh my gosh, how are we going to have two children? We live in this little two bedroom cottage. Like, how am I going to have time off work? Like, everything was all about me. It was very selfish, but I was like, I'm going to have to be the one to look after them. And then my best friend has twins, they're 9, and I called her straight away, and she was stoked me. And I was like, what am I going to do? I just can't do this. So it was a very dark week, and I had some pretty bad thoughts, but then I slowly got used to it. And now I'm just feel so lucky that I have two. Yes. Super grateful now, and I'm like, wow, how did I ever think that way? But after speaking to a few other twin mums, it seems that that's quite normal, that initial shock and thinking, oh my gosh, how am I going to do this?
My heart honestly races when you tell that story. Like, I just cannot even imagine being told that you were having twins, and particularly after thinking like potentially you'd lost the pregnancy, to be told that, like, oh my god, my heart just races for you thinking about that.
And like, and went to the scan by myself, not thinking that it was, you know, like walked out probably to the car park, probably white as a sheet.
Do twins run in your family, or was it just totally random?
There are a huge amount of sets of twins on my dad's side. There's probably seven sets. My cousin has twins, and then there's like three sets in one family. There's a lot of twins, so it was a huge shock. But then the more I thought about it, I was like, well, that's, of course it had to happen to someone, and it was me. So they are fraternal. They're non-identical, which is which runs in the family. So
awesome. And so once you got over the sort of initial shock, did you end up staying with the same midwife, or did you decide to go for an OB for your care? What did that look like?
Yeah, so Carly, my midwife, who was the midwife I had when I had Lenny, I initially got in touch with her when I thought I was pregnant, and then kind of the whole way through I was talking to her, and when I found out it was twins, which she was like, I knew it. Your HCG levels were so high. She said, if I were you, she was like, I'm happy to take you on. She was like, but knowing that you had an elective last time and you've got twins, and Lenny was big, the twins will likely be big. If I were you, I would go with an obstetrician. So I was very lucky to book in with, Nick Walker, who quite a few people I know have had, and he was absolutely incredible. He's an amazing man, and I was lucky enough to have Carly as my post natal midwife, because she works with Nick, so it was really nice to be able to have her alongside me again throughout this pregnancy, because she was really nice to have with Lenny. So it was a really great experience, having kind of the best of both worlds. having a midwife and an obstetrician. So yeah, and then I kind of knew straight away I was going to have a C-section. And then yeah, lucky I did because the girls were big, not big enough to have out. But yeah. I could have probably done it, but in my head I was like, no, I'm going to have a C-section.
Yeah,
and then Clementine was breech anyway, so yeah. That's the route I went.
Yeah, awesome. Cool. And so did you do, like, what sort of testing is involved when you have twins? Was it different to your pregnancy with Lenny, or what did that look like?
No, I mean, I did that, the NIPT test, I think it's called that. Yeah. And just, I really wanted to know the gender. Obviously, there's other things that come with that, but I was like, I really want to know what I'm having. And then just a few, you have a few more extra scans and appointments, but it's nothing too intense. I had my diabetes, that glucose fasting test. Yeah. I failed the first one, but I passed the second one. Yeah, but apart from it, that's, I don't think there's anything really extra. I think because they're fraternal, there's not as many, they're not as risky as identical.
Right, okay.
So... Just a few more extra scans and a few more extra obstetrician appointments, but that was it. That for me anyway. I'm not sure if other people require more, but that's kind of all I had. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. And did you have a preference of whether they were girls or boys or one of each?
I was like, please don't be two boys, because I already have a boy, and he is full on.
Yeah.
And I always wanted a girl. So if I had had two boys, I would have been happy no matter what, but I was just like, oh my gosh, that would be so hectic in my household. So when I found out it was two girls, I was really happy. Little besties, sisters. And I always wanted a girl. So I was like, great. Now I have two. Yeah. And they could not be more different. They are absolute chalk and cheese, which is quite cool.
Yeah, amazing, cool. And so you obviously decided that you were going to have a C-section pretty early on. Did you speak with your obstetrician about what the plan would be around dates, and did they want to get you to a certain point in your pregnancy, or what did that look like?
So Nick's, the obstetrician, said for twins, fraternal twins anyway, he likes to get them out around 38 weeks. And so that was kind of always the plan, around 38 weeks. So I think I had them at 37 and a half weeks. And that was kind of always the plan all along. And he was like, the hospital ultimately makes the date. So I can just request that this is when I would like you to have them, and then you'll be booked in. And that was kind of the process. So, and I found out probably I had maybe 10 or 12 days notice.
Awesome. And how were you feeling in your pregnancy? Did you notice more like aches and pains carrying too, or what did you notice this time around?
So all day sickness was my gosh, it's amazing how quickly you forget it, because when you're in the moment of being so sick, you think, I'm never ever going to forget this, and I've absolutely forgotten. But it is so grim. I had really bad all day sickness. Not any vomiting, but just that super nauseous. You feel like you've got a savage hangover just all day. So looking at, the first time around, I had that with Lenny, but I didn't have any other children to look after, so I could just kind of lay in bed and not have to think about anything. But this time around with a toddler, it's like, wow, it was the next level. But then I did start taking, I completely forgot what the name of is, the medication that you can take, and that really helped. But then once I got to the second trimester, I was fine. I had the sorest pelvis. It felt like it was gonna like split open. Like it felt like my bones were gonna break. My pelvis was so insanely sore, and from quite early on, Delilah, twin one, she was head down, and like her head was so far down that they couldn't even scan her head. And that's probably why I felt so sore, because her head was so far down. And then just the breathlessness, like couldn't even walk up our stairs at home without having to sit down. And I didn't have that with Lenny. And that's just because there were two in there. But yeah, apart from that, that's it. So I don't think I think I was pretty fine. And considering how big they were, I wasn't too uncomfortable. So just a bit of all day sickness, really sore pelvis. I had one of those bands and I really should have worn it more because it did help, but I always kept forgetting. So definitely recommend those if you have a super sore pelvis, because they do. Well, it did help me when I did remember to wear it. So I felt all in all, I felt I had a pretty good pregnancy, no complications or anything. That happened. So pretty lucky.
Yeah, awesome. And what did work look like for you? Like, I know you've had quite a few launches in the last sort of year. And obviously, yeah, you're super busy with work and obviously with Lenny too. So how did you manage work, and were you trying to take a step back, or were you just sort of going all out until these girls were born? What did that look like?
Yeah, I did just go all out until they were born. I think because I felt fine. And then being at work just kept me busy. So, and I sit down all day. Like, people are like, oh, you should be having a rest. And I'm like, I'm either sitting at home on the couch watching TV, or I'm sitting in my office with my computer and my team using my brain and feeling like I'm doing something. So, and that's just me. Like, I'm an active relaxer. So I can't, sitting down on the couch watching TV is not, I just feel like I always have to be doing something. I saw it the other day, someone called it stress laxing, where you can't sit down and relax because you're thinking about all the things that you have to do, and it makes you stress. And I was like, that is me. I mean, it's probably every mum, right? Because you're like, oh my God, the washing and this and that. I worked up until the day that they were born, essentially. And I mean, you know, I just wanted to get lots of things ticked off. And I'm so lucky that this time around I have someone to cover me for maternity leave who is absolutely incredible. Whereas when I had Lenny, I didn't have anyone to cover me because the team was really small. And it was just, I was kind of still doing everything. So I didn't get to really have time off with Lenny. I think I had I took my laptop to the hospital. I was like literally emailing, got on my emails like a few hours after my C-section, and I went back to work full time really, really, really quickly. But with the girls, I said, right, I'm going to take, you know, 6-7 months like out of the office and go back full time like at the end of April. So I've still been doing work and I'm actually going into the office this afternoon, but not in like a full-time capacity, just so I can really focus on the girls. Because like these, I mean, we did say we might have a fourth, but in my head now I'm like, these are my last babies, so I do want to it might be a bit crazy, so I do want to like spend the time with them. And it's two, like it's Cam, my partner works from home, so we kind of just both juggle them together, which is really nice.
Awesome. And did you do anything like in preparation for your C-section? Did you do any antenatal expressing or anything else like that to sort of prep for, the birth of your babies?
I tried to express and I got absolutely nothing. I was really gutted. I really wanted to get like a storage of colostrum, and I got absolutely nothing. I tried like hand expressing, and then I was like, can you pump and try and get it out? And it was like not recommended. I was like, I'm just gonna try that anyway because I really wanted to get some. Nada. So that's kind of all I did to prepare. Because I had already had a C-section, I knew what I was in for, and I had a relatively easy recovery with Lenny. I kind of knew what was going to happen if everything went well, and it did. I did absolutely no exercise, like none. I think my whole pregnancy, I maybe did a little bit of walking on the days I didn't feel sick, but then I just couldn't even walk up my stairs without being puffed. So exercise wasn't a thing to try and like, prep the bod or anything. But Awesome.
Cool. And were the babies measuring big, like, did they expect them to be, large at birth, or what were they sort of looking like in your scans?
Yeah, they tracked along big at every single scan. So my obstetrician was like, oh, if you went to full term, they'd probably be around 11 pounds each. I was like, can a body even carry that much? He was like, I definitely want to get them out. He was like, I think they'll both be around 8 pounds. And then Clementine, so she was twin two, she ended up being 8.7 pounds. And Delilah was 8.3.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, that was 17 pounds of baby inside of me. Glad that I got them out when I did. But considering I still felt fine, I think maybe I'm just like, my body is just built for a large human. I don't know.
Yeah.
Must be, because I felt pretty good. So they did track along big the whole time.
Yeah. Awesome. And do you want to take us through the day? So, going into hospital and what the sort of plan was, and then into your cesarean birth.
Yeah. So the plan was to turn up at hospital at 1 and prep for like a 3 p.m. C-section. So we turned up, and then we've been told that we've been bumped just because there were quite a few emergencies, which I think happens kind of every single day for C-sections. Everyone I know that's had an elective has always been bumped. We just hung around for a while, and then my midwife came in, and she just gave me an update on where we're at. And then it was kind of like that waiting around was, that's when I got really nervous. I was like, oh my gosh, we're about to have twins. We were last there, so we were kind of like, we were waiting, and you could see all the dads, and they come out once the babies arrived, and they get changed out of their scrubs and the little changing room that we were waiting by, getting changed into their clothes, and we're like, hey, and then the next person goes in, and it's like, as soon as there was no one else coming out, we're like, oh my gosh, we're next, and that's when I got super, super, super nervous. Like, the whole time leading up to the birth, I was really chill, and just like, okay, cool, yeah, we're gonna have twins. But then it was that waiting and oh my goodness, because it's just such a, having an elective C-section is, it's like, really, if you think about it, it's so strange, because one minute you have a baby or babies inside of you, and you walk into this like dark operating theater that's really cold, and there's all these people and all these lights, and then you look and you see all like the instruments or whatever you call them that the obstetrician's using to like cut you open, and it's just like, it's so bizarre. And then, you know, everything happens, and the nurses are in there, and it's just so, it's so clinical and strange. I remember lying on the table just kind of waiting for my spinal to kick in, going, this is the weirdest thing ever. And everyone in the room was like, yeah, we know. and then one minute you've got a baby inside of you, and then you just like cut open, and then it's like there. It was just so strange to me, even though I'd been through it before. But such an amazing, so amazing that you can have that experience. And it was really nice and calm, and everyone in the room is always so lovely. There were so many people in the room. My midwife had brought three other people along. One was someone that had been shadowing her for a while, and then one was like in her first year, and one was like a final year, because they'd never seen a twin birth. So there were all these people in the theatre, and I was just lying on the table saying to Cam, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And then I felt like insanely sick, and like all the shaking, and felt like I was gonna vomit, which is like, can happen to people when they have a C-section, just from all the drugs or whatever. And then Nick, my obstetrician, just kind of talked me through everything that was.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
planning. And then it just happened so quickly. And then, yeah, Delilah came out first. And she had so much hair, which was so strange because, like, Lenny was a bald baby till he was, like, 18 months. And he was like, oh, she's big, and she was the small one. So we thought that Clementine might be a bit smaller, but then he pulled Clementine out and he's like, oh, this one's even bigger. And she was just absolutely giant. Yeah, and then they both got taken away, and they had delayed cord clamping. You know, Nick held them there for a minute while they had delayed cord clamping, and then they got taken away. And then they were like, do you want them on your chest? And I was like, absolutely not, because I felt so sick. I kept saying, I think I'm gonna die. Like, I was in such a state. And so Cam and the midwives held the babies, and then I got stitched back up and wheeled away to recovery. And that was it. So it was, apart from the feeling sick part, it was like a relatively smooth process. And when I had Lenny, I didn't really get talked through what was happening. So it was actually quite cool when Nick kind of explained everything to me, everything that was happening. So, yeah, as far as C-section goes, it was great. And then, wheeled away to recovery for a while, and the girls were absolutely, fine. And then I started, I tried to feed, doing the tandem feed straight away with the girls, which was so strange to have two babies. breastfeeding at the same time. And then away to our room, and I lost quite a bit of blood, so like double the amount of blood that you would normally lose because there were two. So I had to have a transfusion and infusion, I don't know, I had an iron infusion or transfusion, I'm not quite sure what one it was. And so we stayed in hospital for 2 nights because of that, with the girls. And then, and it was, I loved hospital with Benny. I mean, we had to stay for 3 nights because of his arm was broken, but just the nurses and the midwives are just, everyone is so incredibly lovely and helpful. And apart from the food, I really enjoy being in hospital with the girls. I mean, poor Cam, stuck on the floor on a thin, tiny plasticky mattress. But yeah, it was nice to have the help, especially with two. You know, I was like, I know what I'm doing, but two of them. So I definitely needed the help, and having the midwives there was great, and the nurses to help. Awesome. Positive experience all around.
Amazing. And how did you go? Like, I know you said you tried to latch them initially in recovery. What did that look like while you were still in hospital? Did you have lots of help from the midwives and anybody else to sort of help you get the hang of it? Or what did that look like?
With breastfeeding, sorry, did you say?
Yeah.
I was really lucky because the girls were great feed up. Like Delilah, the smaller twin, she was not as great with latching, but Clementine, just was amazing from the get-go, which was completely different to my experience with Lenny, because he had a broken arm and he was so hard to feed. So we were feeding him through a tube and everything when he was in hospital, and then giving him formula because I just couldn't get him on my boob because of his, I was too scared to hold him because of his arm. It was a completely different experience with the girls, and they were great feeders from the beginning, and they still are now. It was just good having the midwives there to help, after you've had a C-section, kind of been able to move well isn't really possible. So having them there to come prop me up and get all the pillows and get the babies into position was super helpful. Especially trying to establish feeding from the beginning. So we did lots of skin to skin and but they just slept so much we would have to wake them up to feed them quite often because they were just very sleepy little babies.
And how did you feel? I remember the feeling standing up after my C-section and just feeling oh my god, my legs are gonna give way and everything's just gonna fall out of me. How did you feel? You've obviously had two babies in your tummy, so what was that like for you, that really initial stage after a C-section? Did they get you up to have a shower, and how did that all go?
Yeah, I was asking to get up and walk around because I know that that's like the best thing to do. But they said I had to wait that 6 hours, so I had to stay in my bed. So I did, and then when I at 11 p.m. when I was allowed to get up, I kind of got up and got myself into the shower, and it was the most amazing feeling, like just the weight taken off of me from the babies. And didn't have the sore pelvis anymore, which was amazing. And then just like having that post birth shower, which I think every mum says is just absolute heaven, even if you are like bleeding and you've got sore boobs and you've just had your stomach cut open, it's still such a nice feeling just to like have that fresh water on you. So yeah, I just got up straight away and just tried to walk as much as I could within reason, just because I knew that helped me the first time around, so I just tried to do the same again. Yeah
Awesome. And after those couple of days in hospital, did you go straight home or what did you do next?
So a friend of mine has a business she started up. She lived in Australia for a while, and in Australia they've got lots of postnatal recovery or like care that's based out of hotels. And so you can go along and you stay in a hotel and your midwife can come visit you, and she moved back to New Zealand and we don't have that here. We've got birth care, which is incredible, and I had that with Lenny. But she started this up and I was like, oh, I'm gonna go try that. And she just started her business. I was like, cool, want to go support her. So we booked that in kind of from the very beginning, and we had 2 nights without Lenny, which was bliss, in a hotel in the city. And it was just Cam and I, and we just had lots of people to come visit. My midwife came and visited. I had a lactation consultant who came in as well to see me. So yeah, it was just really nice having time, just the four of us, to kind of get to know the girls and try and establish that feeding from the very beginning. As much as I missed Lenny, it was like, I feel like we really needed to have that time, just with the girls to ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was nice. So we had 2 nights there and then went straight home. And yeah, just, it was like, whoo, back into reality with a toddler who absolutely hates his sisters.
Yeah. And how did you go introducing Lenny to the girls? What did that look like?
So Lenny wasn't allowed. I don't know what they're like now, but at the time they weren't allowing anyone under 14 to the hospital, so we didn't have him to the hospital, but he came to visit us when we were at the hotel. And we had the girls, we went down to the restaurant and we were having lunch. We just kept it super casual, to try and not overwhelm him. I think to prep him before, we bought him a present from his sisters. We bought him like a digger or something, I can't remember. We're like, this is what your sisters bought you. And he was like, okay, cool, whatever. I just want my toy. He had zero interest in them throughout the whole pregnancy. Like, I think maybe he was just too little to understand. He was 2 years and 3 months. He just didn't understand or didn't care. And I was like, okay, that's either a good thing or a bad thing. And so my parents brought him to the hotel. We just had the girls in their pram. We were having lunch. And he came in and we just gave him, like, all the attention for probably a good 10 minutes. And then we just let him make his way over to the pram. And we said, oh, your sisters have arrived. And he went over and like had a look in the pram and looked at both of them. And it was kind of like, okay, cool. That was it. And he was a little bit teary. And I think maybe he just, cause he hadn't seen us for 2-3 nights. He was like a little bit upset, but yeah, he was relatively chill at the hotel. It was just when we got home that's been like a massive struggle. So I think having not having either Cam or I holding one of the babies was like key for him, like staying as calm as possible and not being like super jealous and really upset. So that's what we did for the initial meet, which I think went pretty well considering two new people which he probably didn't really understand at the time were coming home with us.
Yeah. Awesome. And how did you go, yeah, going home and, like you say, going back to reality, and you've obviously got Lenny there, who's used to just having yours and Cam's attention full time. So what has that looked like for you, I guess, from a parenting perspective, like learning about you and the twins, and then also trying to include Lenny in that? What does that look like?
It's required, like, just extreme patience. And a friend put it in a really beautiful way to me. She said, because I was like, I feel so sorry for Lenny. Like, he was so, for the first week, he was, like, really upset and just wanted mummy, and would cry quite a lot. And I just, yeah, I felt really bad for him. And my friend said to me, and I won't forget this, she said, do you know what? Lenny had just mummy and daddy all to himself for 2 years. And the girls will never, ever, ever experience that. They'll always have another sibling and Lenny to share that with mum and dad, whereas Lenny had you, both of you, all to himself. So just think about that and how special that was for him that he got to experience that, and that the girls don't, but they have each other. So it kind of did make me feel better on those days where he would get super upset and I couldn't give him my full attention. But yeah, after about a week, that he wasn't as upset, but he really is not a fan of the girls. It's been super challenging. We've actually moved. We moved when the girls were 3 weeks old. When I found out we were having twins, because we lived in a 2-bedroom house, we were like, great, okay, we need to sell our house. So we sold the house and moved, but we couldn't settle till the girls were born, unfortunately. So we were in, the five of us, in a 2-bedroom house for 3 weeks, and that was really hard. We essentially just kept the girls locked in there, not locked, but like in their room. They were sharing a room with us because we only had 2 bedrooms. They were in our bedroom, so we had to pretty much keep them in their cot for 3 weeks when Lenny was home. Like, he was in daycare 3 days a week, and the days he was at home, we just had to keep them in there. Otherwise, they would get a palm to the face, maybe a foot to an arm, or a poke in the eye. He really doesn't like them. We had a really great breakthrough. I posted on my Instagram because I was like, I need to report it. He was really, really sweet with them yesterday, and like kissing them and like trying to put their dummies in their mouth. And it was so nice. And I was like, oh my gosh, we've made it. We've 7 weeks in and we've got there. But like 10 minutes after I filmed the video, he like palmed Clementine in the face, and I was like, oh. And I was like, I'll take that win though. I will absolutely that win. So I feel like we, like, baby steps, we're kind of getting there, and he's kind of getting used to them. It's just all day I feel myself saying soft hands, gentle hands, please don't hit your sister. When he's at daycare, it's like there's peace and quiet in the house, and it's lovely. As much as I love him, it's like lovely. Like, I think all parents will understand that. So when the girls are home, it's kind of, we just have to, we can't keep him in a room with them because absolutely no way. There's just no way. We're not there yet, but I know that we'll get there. I know we'll get to a point at some point where they will all get along. Maybe a while away, but I just tell myself that this is temporary and it will pass. And I just have to be super, super patient with Lenny, because he's still kind of too young to understand what's going on, but he's also old enough to know that hitting is bad, but he's just doing it to test us. And he is super jealous, and I feel bad for him, but at the same time I'm like, oh, stop doing this. But I just it requires patience.
Yeah, I can totally relate to that. I think we'd been home like 2 days after Ali was born, and Jai was a little bit younger, but still around that sort of 2-year-old mark, and he just walked over to Ali in his like little Grow Bright pod thing on the couch and just pulled the thing out onto the floor, and I wasn't like close enough to grab Ali, so it just like all fell onto the floor. You could just like watch it happening in slow motion, and then like went to hit him, and luckily I grabbed his arm like just before he hit him. I was like, oh my god, this is just like, I feel like it's really hard to see see the forward sort of thinking around one day they'll like all get along, because at that time it's so frustrating, even though they're young, you just want to be like, oh my gosh, just stop hitting and stop kicking, and you know, it's just for attention, and like obviously their lives have changed so much, but it can be, yeah, so frustrating. But I feel like, yeah, everybody sort of goes through that stage quite differently, but now I don't even remember it. Like I still feel, like I say, gentle hands a million times a day, but Ali's a little bit bigger, so he can cop it a bit more now.
Yeah, it's super challenging, and there's just so many like big emotions and big feelings, and you know, I would never like tell Lenny off and you know, give him time out or make him sit in his room, because I'm like, that's absolutely not doing anything. He just doesn't understand. I just have to go, right, I'm the parent here, he's the baby, what can I do to make sure that the girls are out of harm's way, and that's either keeping them in their room, or I'm always watching them, or Cam takes Lenny away, or you know, or whatever. But yeah, it's super challenging, and yeah, it makes already like a hectic time just that much harder. But you know, speaking to other parents, and you know, even hearing from you, it's like, okay, yeah, we will get there, we will get there. It just will take some time.
Yeah, for sure. And how have you gone, like, recovery-wise from your C-section this time? Has it been pretty straightforward? And how are you feeling with your scar healing now?
Yeah, pretty straightforward, except I did, at around maybe the 3-week mark, I started, every time the midwife comes over, you know, how's your bleeding going? How's this? How's that? And I said to her, I was like, I've actually had quite heavy bleeding, and it's almost going the other way of it's getting heavier when it should be getting lighter. And I was like, and I've had like weird crampy feelings, which I don't think is normal. So it was like kind of the crampy feelings combined with the heavy bleeding. She was like, okay, no, I don't think this is right either. So she called the obstetrician and said what was going on. He was like, look, I think you need to get to hospital. So went to hospital, and they did like a bedside scan for me, and he's like, oh yeah, I can see that there's something there that maybe shouldn't be there. And it was because my uterus was so big, it was having a hard time kind of getting the blood all out, and there were some clots that had formed. So I had to be in hospital for 2 nights. Oh my gosh, I can't really remember now. Wow, that's how bad my memory is right now. I just stayed in hospital for 2 nights. Cam could be with me, which was lucky, and we had the girls with us, and Lenny stayed with my parents. So I was given medication to see if they could get the blood to come out on its own, and I had like 5 lots of the medication, and none of it was working. And the obstetrician, I was like, I really don't want you to have the surgery because there are quite a few risks to it. So he's like, I want to persist with the medication. Didn't work. And the bleeding wasn't getting, any lighter. Mm-hmm. So I ended up having surgery. It was like half an hour. I went under GA, and it was actually like, I woke up in recovery and I felt fine, I think, because it was such a short surgery. Maybe I didn't have as much of the drugs to keep you asleep or whatever. I'm not sure. But yeah, so had that, and it was straight away, straight away, the bleeding stopped. So yeah, that was a bit of a speed hump to recovery, but it was fine. I mean, again, you're in the hospital, you're in the best place you can be. Everyone's so lovely and caring, and it was almost like, oh, we've got a little break from Lenny again. Okay. Nice. Apart from that, recovery's been great. My scars healed really nicely, and I actually started exercise the other night. I was like, oh, I feel like good enough to do some exercise. I've got an appointment booked in with a physio to get like a prenatal WOF, as she calls it, Warrior Fitness. I've got that booked in for a few weeks, which will be good. But yeah, I've just started some postnatal Pilates at home, like, which has been really good because I haven't exercised for like 11 months.
Yeah.
So it's good to move my body.
Yeah, very cool. And I guess, like, yeah, a few final questions. What does life look like with these twin babies for you? Like, where do they sleep? Do they sleep? Do you feed on demand? Are you still breastfeeding? What does all of that look like for you 7 weeks in?
Yeah, so now we've moved, the girls have their own room, which is nice. So they share a cot, which is very cute. They're kind of nearly outgrow because the way that they lie, so they'll have to go to their own cot soon. But yeah, they share a cot, which is really nice, because they kind of have each other. But when one stirs, then it means the other one stirs. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the first few weeks I did breastfeed on demand, both of them. So I did like a bit of tandem and then a bit of just whoever squawked at me, I would feed them. Delilah needed she'd lost probably a bit more weight than they wanted, so we were doing some formula top-ups for her, and I was doing quite a bit of pumping, and I still breastfeed now, but I'm probably doing more pumping. I pump like 6 times a day, which is so I pump maybe like twice with Lenny. I absolutely hated it, but for some reason I'm like, no, I'm just going to persist with this for the girls. So I pump probably 6 times a day. But I do, if I'm at home and I'm just like on the couch or whatever, and one of them does want to be fed, I'll feed them. But they're fed. So we get up in the morning, get Lenny ready for daycare, or if he's not at daycare, just get him kind of ready in the morning. And then I'll get up first thing and I'll pump. And then they are fed every 4 hours. So I give them a bottle every 4 hours, so like starting from 8 a.m. in the morning, and then they have their final bottle at night at 8 p.m. and then they wake at 12 and then at 4. So yeah, we feel pretty lucky. We had a night nurse as well for 6 weeks, so she's finished up last Friday. When you have in New Zealand, any other potential twin mums out there, when you're in New Zealand, you have twins and you also have another child under 5, you get 240 hours from the government to use however you want for home help. So that could be like a nanny or whatever, and we decided to use that for a night nurse. I had a few friends with twins and they were like, absolutely book in the night nurse, like it'll save you. So we booked her in, and she was like, and she was like Mary Poppins, like on steroids. The most incredible woman. So she'll come in at 10 p.m. at night and leave at 6 a.m. And she I would pump once during the night and bring the milk out to her. And so she would feed the babies. She would fold our washing. She would write down the girl's schedule, like how much milk they drank and how they were. And it was really incredible to have her. So we had her for 6 weeks. And she finished up last Friday. So now, it's Cam and I doing everything ourselves, but it's totally doable. You know, it's just like you learn to survive on so much less sleep, right? Like you just before kids, there's no way I could have even imagined like getting up twice a night hour each time feeding children. But so we wake. I feel good. I sometimes try and go to bed like around 9, 10 o'clock. That doesn't always happen. And then, we get up. We both, Cam and I both get up. So we'll just feed one twin each and then burp them, change the nappy and get them back. And they're pretty good. They have stretched out a little bit to maybe like a 5 or 6 hour window.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll get there, maybe sleeping through the night. I don't know. Lenny doesn't sleep through the night. So if at least one child can sleep through the night, that'll be great. But Lenny still makes his way into our bed every night. But he will go from his bed into ours and end up in the middle. And it's actually really nice to have a cuddle. And then when we get up for the twins, he doesn't stir at all. He's like dead asleep. And he sleeps till 7. So that's so nice. If he got up any earlier, I think I'd probably not be in a good state because I would be so sleep deprived. But I think because the girls are sleeping really well, then he just like plonks himself in our bed and goes straight to sleep. We're in a really good kind of routine, and my partner Cam, he works from home, so we just juggle the girls on the days that we've got Lenny at home. It's the 5 of us, we just make sure that we get out of the house like at least once. So we'll take like Lenny swimming, or we'll go for a walk, or we'll go to the park. And then on the days that we don't have Lenny here, it's like when we can go and do like, I've had my hair done, I've had my nails done, I'll pop into the office if I need to. So we make sure that we do things for ourselves, otherwise it just gets a bit Groundhog Day. I'm not one to just be able to sit there and do nothing. Mm. It's just, it doesn't fill my cup. I need to do things for myself.
Yeah.
And the girls are super chill. They really do just sleep a lot. And I think as well, because they have each other, not that they really know, understand it. I don't think that there's like another one there yet, but it's, I don't feel bad if I put them down for, 2 hours or something and then go and clean the house. Like I don't feel, not that you should feel bad anyway, because it's like some people need to have a clean house in order to, not feel anxious, which is, that's absolutely me. Like if the house is messy, I'm like, no. I'm like an anxious man. So I have to, I just feel lucky that the girls are chill and I can, do things that I need to and get out of the house, which is for me, that's super important to feel like I'm not just talking to babies all day.
I can definitely relate to that. And have you got any thoughts on what it might look like when you return to work? Do you think that you will have the girls in daycare, or what are your thoughts there?
So the girls are enrolled. So as we move, Lenny just started a new daycare, which he really likes. So I've enrolled the girls into the daycare as well. So Lenny goes 3 days a week. They'll go 3 days a week, and the other 2 days, we're not 100% sure what we'll do. But Cam does work from home, so he can have all three of them, and it may be that I work from home one day, but otherwise, I'll be back full time to work as of the end of April. So that's us now. So twins are not as scary as everyone made out. So many people painted like a super grim picture of like, twins, you're gonna be busy, you're gonna have your hands full. It's like one baby, two babies, three babies, you've got your hands full, you're busy. Like having an extra one isn't as hard as I thought it would be, because you've got to feed one. Like I can pop them in their little twin pillow and feed both of them at the same time. It's just like an extra bum to change with like a nappy it's not as, everyone's going to have a different experience. And some people I'm sure that have had twins, it's been like my best friend had twins, they had reflux colic, she had like a terrible first 6 months of them because they were so hard to feed and they slept for like 45 minutes, whereas I'm just like, feel so lucky that the girls are chill and they sleep and they are feeding really well. Lenny's more work than them. Like he's harder than them, but for now it's really good, and I know that the wheels will fall off at some point and it will get super challenging. So we're just enjoying the time for now while they're like nice little sleepy babies. It's like I find the crawling part the hardest. Like I'm like, give me a newborn or a walking child, because like when they're walking, at least they're old enough that they can kind of like maybe like play with themselves or something, in their room, or like you can pop them in front with some toys. But crawling, especially when they'll be two, maybe going in the opposite direction, will be might be a bit of a challenge, but for now it's great. So
I think it'll be really nice for some mums out there listening who are expecting twins and have maybe had the same thoughts that you initially had, or have heard the sort of horror stories that always exist regardless of your situation or what type of pregnancy or twins or anything like that you're going to have. So I'm super grateful, Jules, that you're willing to come on the podcast and share your story with us, and your girls are just gorgeous. So super grateful. Thank you.
So nice to talk to you again.
Normally being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.